Father, we thank you for everything.
And this morning we say there is none like you.
Amen.
We know that we serve a powerful God. Amen. The Almighty.
Amen.
El Shaddai. We thank you. There is none like you.
Amen.
There is no one like you. We have not seen. We've searched round. We thank you for making the ways for us. We thank you for open doors that you've opened and set before us. Lord, you said, I have set, I have placed before you a door. A door I have opened unto you that no man can shut it. Father, we are grateful. In your name, O God, we walk into this door now. We walk through it. And by your reason, we ask, O Lord, that you will help us. And by this, O Lord, we know that everything is working together for our good. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Please, you may have your wonderful seat this morning. And thank you for coming. I really appreciate all of us. I thank God because God is true to us. And he is faithful. And he's been our help. Even from day one. I remember from the beginning of this year, the Lord told us that we are lifted to greater heights. Praise be to God. And I'm confident that we are enjoying liftings all around in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for his blood, the shedded blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary that gave us access. Hallelujah. Gave us what? Access. And because the blood speaks better things, it will continue to speak better things for us. Even as a commission, even as individuals, I plead the blood of Jesus this morning that it will speak for you better things that pertains to salvation, greater things that will open you access to breakthroughs, that will cause you to be lifted onto greater heights in the name of Jesus. And I know that God is doing wonders in the midst of us because we've been on the mount for how many days now? Hallelujah. For solid 22 days. We've been coming here daily, engaging with God. Now, this is my prayer for you. Because you engage God, the Lord God Almighty, we open a door for you. We cause the windows of heaven to open unto you. We cause the doors of heaven to open unto you. That from this day forward, you will enjoy breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. You'll be lifted, oh God, by the hand of the living God. By his outstretched arm, you will enjoy greatness. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Before I continue, I would like to thank the Heavenly Father who made it possible for me to stand here this morning. And I thank the Lord for everything. And I thank God for all of you. Because you are here this morning, I am confident that the Lord has opened unto you an effectual door in the name of Jesus. And this door that the Lord has opened unto you this morning, no man can shut it in the name of Jesus. It cannot be shut by any man. Because you are here this morning, you will enjoy lifting in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. And secondly, I would like to thank my daddy. Father, I thank you, sir, for the opportunity yet again. Each time we stand here, it is not because we are qualified or overly qualified. It is by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And each time I stand here, and I remember my sister who came and said she was giving a loyalty word. Loyalty allowance. I make bold to tell you, my standing here is my loyalty allowance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Loyalty allowance do not come only in cash forms. Hallelujah. It do not come in monetary values alone. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray for someone. Because you are here this morning, it is your loyalty allowance. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There is reward for service. You will enjoy that reward. In Jesus' mighty name. Open doors. Somebody say open doors. Open doors. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Can we start from 7? Revelation 3, 7. Praise the Lord. I will read. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David. Are we on the same page? He that openeth and no man, what? Shutteth. And shut and no man, what? Opens. 8. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and had kept my word and had not what? Denied my name. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Another translation says, I have placed before you an open door. Brethren, I make bold to declare to you this morning that the Lord has set before you an open door and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I'm authority in the word of the Lord. And I said, an open door has been opened for you. A door has been set before you. Open, wide open. Now, therefore, walk into your greatness by the reason of God's word this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. We serve a God that is all-powerful, almighty, the great I am. The one that opens a door and no man can shut it. A God that shuts a door and no one can open it. He's an all-powerful being. And he's able to control everything in the universe. Remember, he created the whole world. And he created you. In his likeness and in his image. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32. Verse 17. Jeremiah 32. Praise be to God. It's our day of open doors. 17, it says, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. We serve a God that with him all things are possible. Nothing is impossible unto the God that we serve. There are things that are impossible unto me. I tell you, I'm a human being. There are things that may be impossible unto you. But I serve a God that with him all things are possible. Therefore, by this understanding, all things work together for my good. Therefore, there is nothing that can be impossible unto me because I serve a living God. And open doors here simply means what? Access. Unrestricted access. No limitation whatsoever. Praise the Lord. Most of us, we work in a place where you need to have an access key, like an access card, to enter into the building. Praise the Lord. Amen. For us, in the Anglican Center here, we have to go through the security, right? That is the access. Now, even though it appears that the gates are open, you can see the doors are wide open, right? But you cannot just walk through. Hello? Why? It appears to be open, but there is a restriction. Hallelujah. But you need to access it through what? The security checkpoint. But we serve a God that even the systems of the world, you can see how it operates. Now, with God, He has a system in place that even for you to access this door that He has set, just go back to Revelation chapter 3, please. Revelation chapter 3 from 7. Just put it back. Let me just show you something. A system is in place. Hallelujah. And we have to walk through that system. He said, the Holy One through David, chapter 3, okay. 8. I know your deeds. See, I know your deeds. Amen. Hallelujah. Records. Your service. That means this door can only be opened to people who are already enlisted into God's army. Hallelujah. It's a system that is in place. Now, by the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, now we walk into, we have that access. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 1, 12 and 14, where we read this morning. It said, giving thanks unto the Father, who has what? Qualification. How do you get access to that door? Is by qualification. And how do you become qualified? By the redeeming blood of Christ. Hallelujah. System is in place. So just like you could not walk into this place, I make bold to make you understand this morning that for you to access the open door that we are talking about, that you need to have been enlisted already into the system as an army of God. Open doors means what? Acceptance. Access to opportunities. Access to divine breakthrough. The one that you understand better, open doors means lifted to greater heights. Amen? It means what? Lifted to greater heights. Connections to enlargement, limitless breakthrough, acceleration, supernatural provision, supernatural supply, divine health, fulfillment in life and ministry. Open doors. Unrestricted admission. Permit me to say unrestricted admission to heaven. Free admission to reign with Christ on that day when He shall return. That is open doors. Now, it is not limited to you saying, I need that job, and the job comes. Yes, it's part of open doors. Amen? But the door that God is speaking about is the one that He has set before you to walk in righteousness and in truth and in spirit. That is the door that we are talking about. Because it's when you seek God and the righteousness of God, and you walk in the unity of the faith, then you enjoy an everlasting life which causes you to reign with Christ in heaven. And so these letters were written to the churches, but he said, I know your deeds. I have a record of your service. I have a record of all that you have been doing. I can see it. And then he says that I have placed before you, because of your service, there's a door that has been opened unto you, and no man can shut the door. No man can close the door. He said, I know that you have little strength. He's talking about faith. The strength there is your faith. Even that little faith that you have. The Lord says, I know you have it. And you have kept your word, and you have not denied my name. Those who do not deny the name of the Lord have unrestricted access to God. When you call upon me, I will answer you. Whatsoever ye ask
it shall be given unto you. But you have to ask in his name. You have to ask in his name. And so, this scripture describes Jesus as the one that opens the door. It means that everyone must come to Christ. All must reach towards repentance to access certain doors in this life. To access certain doors in this life. To make heaven, you must go through the way. Jesus, who is what? The way, the truth, and the life. God is the gatekeeper, and no man can deny you what God has ordained for you in this year 2023. No man. No man. Isaiah 43, between 16 and 23, Isaiah 43. Praise the Lord. He said, this is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea and a path through the waters. In the wilderness and streams in the desert. I will make a way. It is God. It is by the reason of the power that is in the name of God that he can make a way in the wilderness. And streams will flow in the desert. You recall the children of Israel. The Lord opened a door for them. But Pharaoh hindered them from accessing their divine giving rights. But by the reason of God's word, through Moses, the Lord sent Moses to Pharaoh and repeatedly warned him and said, release my people. Why? For I have heard their cry. Release them that they may go to a land that I have promised unto them. Now, permit me to tell you that to access open doors, there will be hindrances on your way to greatness. As experienced by the children of Israel. There will be hindrances. There are limitations placed upon you by the systems in place. By the new world order. By men and mechanism. To limit your breakthrough. But I speak by the reason of God's word this morning. The Lord says to tell you, I have placed before you an open door. No man can shut it. I have opened these doors for you, and no man can close them. The Lord says to tell you that, and whatsoever door that has been shut against you, by the reason of the name of Jesus and the power that is in name, those doors, hitherto now, be opened unto you. Receive access to those doors now, in the name of Jesus. He said, I open the door, no one can close it. And I close it, no one will open it. This is God speaking to you this morning. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. God will do a new thing in your life this morning. When the choir were singing this morning, praise the Lord. Permit me to go back to their conversation. Hallelujah. And I will just read a few lines for you. He said, before you know my name, before I drew a breath, he was making ways for me. Praise the Lord. Now and every day, in each and every step of the way, he's making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, feels like little faith is running out. Praise the Lord. I've come too far to turn around. I know God will work it out. One thing I know, and one thing I've found, God will work it out. Oh yes, he will. Oh, things are coming together. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, things are coming together. One thing we do know in this ministry is that God is working it out. God is working it out. I don't know what you're trusting the Lord for, but God is working it out. God is behind the scenes. He's working favors out for you. He's opening those doors that have been shut before you. He's opening a new doors unto you. Doors of lifting. Doors of divine elevation. New doors of business breakthrough. Doors of financial supply. Doors of supernatural enrichment. An effectual door is open unto you. I know also that there are many adversaries. But by the reason of God's word, those adversaries has no hold over you anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished. It is finished. And I say to you this morning, by the complete work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, that affliction is over. That challenge is over. That conflict is resolved now. That difficulty is resolved now. I do not know what it is, and I don't care, because I know that we serve a God that with him all things are possible. Therefore, I make bold to declare in the name of Jesus that all things are working together for your good. Now, believe this, and it will be so for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Turn to your neighbor and say, no more closed doors. Turn to your life and say, no more closed doors. Say, from this moment, I walk into the doors that the Lord has opened unto me. From now on, there shall be no restriction placed upon me anymore. From now on, I assess the deep things, yea, the rich things of God. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I said earlier on that there are things that places restrictions on us. Praise the Lord. And I'd like to make you understand that even though this door has been opened unto you, please, you need to contend for it. You need to fight for it. See, the enemy do not and will never want you to succeed. That is his nature. But we serve a living God. See, the Lord who created you and I, he said that, I have what? Rescued and transformed you. Now, in part of being rescued, you've been pulled out of darkness. Therefore, you do not have any connection with darkness anymore. Now you are in light. And because you are in light, you share an inheritance with Christ. Therefore, whatever could not affect Jesus by the reason of your relationship with God and the new life that you have in Christ, nothing can affect you. But you need to have a winning mentality. You remember? Amen? You need to have what? A winning mentality. You need to believe that God can and he will and he is working all things together for your good. He can. He can. I know that God can do it. I'm standing here because I know the Lord has done it. I'm standing here because I know God is doing it. I'm standing here because the Lord keeps doing it. So because you are here, it means God has done it. God has done it. God has done it. And the things that you're trusting him for, he's doing it even now. Even now it is done. In the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2:18. Some of you are saying, okay, he's done it. How did he do it? Ephesians says, it says, for through him, we both have what? Hallelujah. Somebody read it out. Through him, we both have what? Access to what? The Father by one Spirit. Access. Access there means open doors. Hallelujah. It means what? Open doors. For through him. Can we read from 14? He said, for he himself is our peace. Who made what? The two one. And has what? Destroyed what? The barrier. The dividing wall of hostility. Continue. He said, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and what? Regulations. Just hold on. Just go back a little bit for 14. He said, for himself is our peace. Now, if God is your peace, who can trouble you? No man. Praise be to God. He said, he has what? Made the two one. And not only just two one, he said, he destroyed the barrier. To destroy a barrier means there's an open door for you. You know, a barrier places a limitation on you. Barriers are hindrances. And therefore, you require some access to go across the barrier. It's like a hurdle. You know, it stops you from going further. Praise be to God. But the Lord is saying that he has destroyed that barrier. Whatever walls that is separating you from accessing divine lifting by the reason of God's word this morning, in Ephesians chapter 2 and 14, receive grace now to move forward in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord has destroyed the barrier. The Lord has destroyed the barrier. 15. Again, by the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, he has abolished in his own flesh the law and its commandments and regulations. See, the system of the world works with regulations and commandments and, you know, and standards and procedures that keeps you checks, right? And keeps you in bound. The idea is to make sure that you are limited to assess certain things. Praise the Lord. But today the Lord is saying that he has abolished them. It is finished. Jesus said it is finished. By the shedded blood of Christ, all is resolved. All is abolished. The commandments, the laws, the regulations, the systems of the world that keeps you in check by the reason of that finished work of Christ. He said his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two. Does what? Making peace. 16. And in this one body, the Lord reconciled both of them to God through the cross. Through the cross. By the cross, by the cross. When I first saw the light, by the cross. By which he put to death their hostility. 17. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who are near. 18. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Through him. Colossians 1, 12 to 14. Through him, we both have what? Access. Access there means what? Open doors. Doors that are opened before you and no man can shut them. Colossians 1, 12 says that giving thanks to the Father, remember, through him, you have access. Now, that access is this. Because of that access, he said, you give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saint in the kingdom of light. Just hold on, sir. Just hold on. Go back to 12. Now, qualification means the access. He qualified you. He gave you again access. To what? To share. In what? An inheritance. Now, you do not own a right to any inheritance except you have a certain relationship. If you like, come to my house and tell me that you have a right and you will see what my sons will do to you. Praise the Lord. Amen? You cannot claim an inheritance for where you do not share a relationship in it. No chance. So he said, you are qualified by access, by the finished work of Christ. You know, he made the two one to do what? To reconcile us to the Father. And then he says, you now have an inheritance, not just in darkness. Remember before now, you had a certain inheritance, but it was in the darkness. It was in darkness because of the relationship you had with the enemy and with Satan. But by the reason of the finished work of Christ, we can walk in and have access to the throne of grace, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Praise the Lord. Saint in the kingdom of light. Now, because you are a light, you cannot be hidden. You are like a city set upon a hill. Everyone sees the light of God, the light of Christ, walking in you, through you, shining out thereby. You see, the word of God says that, and there was light, and darkness could not comprehend it. But the reason of God's word this morning, by the light of God that will come upon you now, walk in, and every darkness surrounding you will give way now in the mighty name of Jesus. No more light. Sorry, no more darkness. No more darkness. Stand up to your feet quickly. Say with me, oh Lord, by the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, I have access now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I lay claim to those things that are mine by inheritance as a son of light, as a daughter of light. I begin to walk in the light now. Begin to confess this in the name of Jesus. By the finished work of Christ, Maroshe Kete, as I have light, I walk in light. I'm like a city set upon a hill. I cannot be hidden. My light will shine. This little light of mine, it will shine. It will continue to shine. It will shine brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. I'm like the eagle. I will soar higher. I can never be few. Maroshe Andegosi. I have light. Every kingdom, by the reason of God's word this morning, your light must shine. Your light must shine. Your light is shining. You have access. Access to divine things. Access to breakthrough. You are not no longer limited. There is no hindrance. The word of the Lord says that the barriers are destroyed. The gates of hell militating, working against you, is hereby destroyed. Is hereby disconnected. Therefore, you are free. You are free indeed, because the Son of God has set you free. No man can hold you down. No one. You're breaking forth. You're breaking forth. Baratu Shataya. You are breaking forth to the left, to the right. Oh heaven, bear witness that your sons and your daughters, by the reason of your word this morning, they break forth, they break out. They shall not be held down anymore. No barrier holds you down anymore. You are free. You are free. The elements bear witness. The heavens bear witness. The atmosphere bear witness that you are a changed person. You are a light. Arabu Shakaya. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. John chapter 14, verse 6. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You may have your seat for a moment. The Lord bless you. As you have declared, so shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus. John 14, verse 6. Praise the Lord. Jesus was speaking to them. He said, Jesus answered. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. No one, no one, no one, no one. I'd like us to pray certain prayers for a few moments. Praise the Lord. Certain prayers. Can you, again, I permit, forgive me. I'm sorry. Please be on your feet again. It is not because I want to punish you. Hallelujah. I have no intentions to do that whatsoever. But we need to pray some prayers. I'd like you to say, Father, I thank you for opening the doors of repentance for me through the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you for opening the doors of repentance to me through the name of Jesus. I appreciate you, Heavenly Father, because you did this for me. I was in darkness. But by the finished work of Christ, I walk in the newness of life now. Therefore, I am not in the dark anymore. I'm in the light now. And from now, I walk in the light. I am a new man. I'm changed by the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, wash me anew. Wash me anew. Purify me, Lord. Purify me, Lord. transform me, rescue me, change me. Lesu sarata, I ask for your bread. Boriyanebo, I ask for your mercy. I ask for your mercy. Thank you for opening the doors of repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I repent of my sins. I disconnect myself from the things that held me bound. And I reconnect to you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Help me now. Help us now. Help us now. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, oh Lord, I repent now of my sins, personal sins, ancestral sins, collective sins that are working against me, that causes me to remain stagnant. Lord, I repent of them. In the name of Jesus, from now on, I access and I walk into, by your blood, the doors that you have opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I resist the plans of the enemy. I resist the works of Satan militating, walking against me. I plead the blood of Jesus. Let your blood speak better things for me now. In the name of Jesus, let your blood wash us anew. Let your blood purify us that we may gain access. Access, divine access, divine access, divine access by your blood. In the name of Jesus, say with me, Lord, I disconnect myself from any sin or altars speaking against my destiny. I disconnect myself. Begin to walk in the understanding. I disconnect myself from every sin, every altar working against me, militating against me, causing my downfall. I destroy by the reason of God's word, by the power that is in the name of Jesus. I raise up an altar, the blood of Jesus. Let it begin to speak for me now. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let your blood speak. In place of judgment. Speak mercy, 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 oh God, on behalf of your daughters, on behalf of your sons, on behalf of my family. I declare by the reason of the finished work of Christ, no more altars speaking against me, because I know who I am in Christ Jesus, and I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the power that is in the name of Jesus. By the finished work of Christ, we walk into our divine divine access, divine access. No more limitations. No more limitations. No more limitations. We destroy, we destroy, we destroy the works of Satan speaking against your sons and your daughters. Every walker, every altar speaking against us. We disconnect, we disconnect, we break you. We burn your taproot, we burn, we pull you out, we dismantle you, we disconnect you. In Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord,
by the finished work of Christ,
by the finished work of
Christ, on the cross of Calvary,
on the cross of
today,
today,
I declare, I am free. No more limitation, no more limitation, no more barriers, no more limitations. No more altars speaking against my destiny. I am free. Jesus has set me free. Jesus has set me free. I break forth to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. All ye elements, the heaven, the earth, the atmosphere, the systems of the world. You cannot walk against me. The system of the world cannot walk against me.
I assess now.
I am free. I am free. My family is free. My sons are free. My daughters are free. Both spiritual and biological. I declare them free now. Every kingdom man, by the reason of God's word, you are free. You are free. I declare you free. Your sons are free. Your marriage is free. Your business is free. Your finances are free. Your spirit man is free. Your spirit man is free.
Thank you, Lord.
Your spirit man is free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Say today.
Today.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Lord and Savior.
Help me by your grace to love, to test, and hunger after righteousness. Help me. Help me to hunger and test. Today, I accept you. Today, as my Lord, I accept you as my Lord, my personal Savior. I renounce every sin. I renounce every arrangement of the enemy. I denounce every organization of the enemy. Militating against my destiny, Morokete, Atitata Tutata, Marekete, Spirit of the Living God. Rest upon your people now.
Worship you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let there be hunger.
Say with me today.
Today.
I enlist.
And
soak my spirit. We take it again. Say today.
I enlist.
I soak my spirit.
My soul.
My body. In the blood of Jesus.
I declare.
I'm totally free.
I'm clean.
I'm purified from every work of sin. I soak myself. I soak my family. I soak my destiny. I soak my body. I soak my spirit. I immerse myself in the blood of Jesus. Lord, let your blood speak for me now. Let your blood speak for us, blood. I immerse myself. I soak myself. I soak myself. I soak myself. My body, my spirit, my soul in the blood of Jesus. I declare I'm totally free. I'm cleansed. I'm purified from every work of sin. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Say with me. Oh Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood
over all my circumstances. I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the
over my destiny.
Over my.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead
over my marriage.
Over my.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead
over my career. I plead the blood of Jesus. Over my finances. I plead the blood of Jesus. Over my family.
Over my
children.
Over my business.
Let the blood of Jesus speak for every kid of mine. Oh Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. Every old case in my. Worldwide. From now, they walk in the newness of life. They walk into their inheritance by the reason of God's word.
Thank you, Father. Because you are here, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus upon
every Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please have your seat for a moment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there are adversaries and there are enemies that do not want you to access your God-destined power and glory. There are adversaries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Hallelujah. The devil is in trouble. Praise be to God. See, we walk for a God and we walk. W-A-L-K. We walk with a God. And we walk, W-O-R-K, for a God that his name is the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. And you understand from scripture that he said, I have set before you a door, an open door. No man can shut it. No man can what? And in the same light, any door that has been shut before you, in the name of Jesus, I command those doors now be opened in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Glory be to God. Celebrate Jesus one more time. Give the Lord a clap offering. Apostle Paul was speaking to them at Corinth. He said, but I will stay on at Ephesus until what? Pentecost. Because a great door for effective work has opened to me. However, he informed us that there are many who oppose me. When we started in the beginning, I told you that even though the Lord has opened a door for you, there are people, systems in place that may and will try to oppose you. But turn to your neighbor and say, the devil is late. I have entered through that door that is open to me already. Therefore, by the reason of God's word for me today, the enemy cannot shut that door anymore. In the name of Jesus. So even though God has opened you a door of favor, a door of lifting, please know that the enemy will try to create a confusion in that access way, in that driveway, in your highway to greatness. The enemy would want to come and create confusion. Now you need to know. Tell your neighbor again, I know. Now I have a better understanding that the enemy is too late. Therefore, I cannot be hindered anymore. Therefore, from today, no limitations will be placed on me anymore. I walk freely by the blood of Jesus into my God-ordained destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So Paul was speaking. He said, yes, I understand the door is open unto me. However, I understand also there are people who opposes me. You remember also in Genesis 26, between 18 and 26, our father Isaac, you know, he had people who opposed him. You know, Genesis 16, he dug so many wells before he could come to, you know, they restricted him. They contended. He said they contended with him. They opposed him. They hindered him to enjoy his God-given wells of destiny. Now, that is how the enemy operates. Then there is a second circumstance that will also hinder you from accessing the open doors that God has placed for you. Praise the Lord. Hindrances to accessing open doors. Number one is sin that we have prayed about. Hallelujah. We just prayed about remittance. Repentance, right? Hindrances to accessing open doors. Number one, sin and unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Number two is the enemy would want, for no reason, you have no idea whatever it is, he just doesn't want you to succeed. And number three, you remember the story of Jabez? He woke up one day and realizes that his name is speaking against him. Systems put in place. That is number three. By no fault of yours, by some system design, you know, it places a limitation on you to access your open doors. And Jabez woke up one morning and realized that all that surrounds me is pain. How come? And then he sat down. Amen. And what I like to tell people to have a sincere conversations with yourself. I like to remind, just sit down sometimes and have this conversation with yourself. Praise the Lord. And you say, dear self, what is going on? And then he realized that his name is speaking against him. Praise the Lord. His name is what? Speaking against him. That's why we tell parents, be careful the kind of names that you give to your children. And even to yourselves in your secret. Amen? Forgive me, Papa Big Head, this type of things. Amen? These names that you call carelessly, the things that you speak carelessly,
the atmospheres and the world, it's listening. It speaks against you. Praise the Lord. And so Jabez woke up one morning and contended for a change of destiny. He said, no, no more. No more. And some of us are like Jabez this morning. You need to stand up and say, the Lord, no more. No more. First Chronicles chapter 4. First Chronicles chapter 4, 9 and 10. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. First Chronicles 4:9. Now, just listen to this one. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. See, it appears that everything is working for you. Permit me to use the word, you are a high flyer. Things are working. But it doesn't really mean that things are actually working. These are just camouflages. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, now, I gave birth to him in pain. How did her circumstance prevail upon her, transferring that aggression to the gentleman? Parents, be careful for transfer of aggression. Things that people, you know. You see, because I gave birth to him in pain, and then she said, okay, your name will be Pain. Hello. I speak to young mothers and mothers and parents here this morning. Please do not allow your circumstance. Don't pass it on to your next generation. That's why we need to speak against those things now. Praise the Lord. Next 10. Hallelujah. Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel. He said, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. He said, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that what? I will be free from pain. And did God what? Granted him his request. Be on your feet. We're going to pray again. Hallelujah. Some of you, maybe you begin to think that I'm punishing you now. Amen? You begin to think that because you did not come for prayers all this while, so I'm punished. It is good for you to think like that, but that is not exactly what I'm doing. But it appears that I'm punishing you because you were not coming for the prayers all along. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you happy with me this morning? But it is for your good. You need to contend. You understand that there are systems in place. There are things that of no fault to you will militate and hinder you from accessing the doors that the Lord has opened unto you. But you're going to pray like Jabez this morning. Now, Jabez said, can you put that scripture for us, please? I beg you. Because we're going to pray with that scripture. He said, he cried out. First of all, you're going to cry out. Now, crying out here means what? It means that the man has understood his prevailing circumstances. He sat down and he realized that, there are situations, there are systems in place that are working against me. And therefore, I cannot just keep quiet. Remember that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. And so he shouted. And some of you are going to be shouting from the realm of the spirit. And even in the physical, you are going to acclaim and shout that, oh God, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Now hold on. We're going to take the prayers in quick successions, but I would like you to break it down. So the first one will be, bless me and enlarge my territory. The other one will be, let your hand be upon me. The other one will be, keep me from harm. And another will say, keep me free from praying. So we're going to start from what? Bless me and enlarge my territory. Now, cry out and say, oh Lord, that thou would bless me and enlarge my territory. From this moment, oh God, I walk into a new territory in the name of Jesus. From now, oh God, bless me. Blessings follow me. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Therefore, oh Lord, all the blessings that you bless me with, from this moment, I'll become an honorable man in the realm of the spirit and even in the realm of the physical. From this moment, you will bless me in the name of Jesus. Let your blessing over me, over my family, over my this ministry. Let the blessing, let it make rich. Let there not be any sorrow in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us
us, oh God. Enlarge our territory, even as a commission, even as a ministry. Expansion, expansion to the left, to the right. The north, hear ye the word of the Lord. The east, hear ye the word of the Lord. The south, hear ye the word of the Lord. The west, hear ye the word of the Lord. Bless your people now. Bless your people now. Bless your sons now. Bless your daughters now. Enlarge your territory. Enlarge your territory. Enlarge your territory. They are breaking forth to the right, to the left, all around. Settle there now. Let it be an order settlement.
Bless us. Bless us. Enlarge your work. Enlarge your work.
Enlarge us, O God. As a commission, as a ministry. No more hindrances. No more limitations. The spirit of excellence rest upon us now. For all the ministries, all the branches, release them from the east to the west, to the north, to the south, all around the continent. Bless us as a ministry. Enlarge our territory in the name of Jesus. Say with me, O Lord, let your hand be with me.
Let your hand
and keep me from harm.
And take me
from now onwards,
from now
let your hand be upon me. Keep us from harm. Keep my family from harm. Every kingdom from harm. Let your hand stretch hands be with us. Preserve and protect. Keep us, O God. Preserve us. Your sons and your daughters, Maria, keep them from harm, keep them from evil, keep them from pain. They shall not do that. They are breaking forth, they are breaking forth. They shall not be few, they shall not be few. The works of the enemy, I disconnect them from every works of the enemy. Let your hand be with us,
yes, Lord,
and keep us from harm.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Say with me, O Lord.
Say, Lord.
Keep me from harm.
Free me from harm.
And make me free from pain.
And make me free from
keep
pain.
Keep me and my family from harm.
Give my family
keep
from
us
harm.
Free from pain.
From pain.
Keep me and my family from harm.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us free from pain.
Karusha tatari
and debo. Maseketi and debo. Marata tatekete. All the works of our hands shall be blessed.
From
the blessing of the Lord make it rich and have no sorrow. Therefore, we shall not experience sorrow. We will never experience sorrow. We will never experience sorrow. Karusha tata. Maroke. Marata tatari. Even now. Marata in the future, Maratata, Meki and the Bo, Marati, Masitata, he and the Bo City, Marakukati, Marati and Dada, we break forth, and disconnect your sons and your daughter from every pain, every compression, every challenge, every disease. You are free. Receive your freedom now. Receive your freedom now. Barakete. By the reason of God's words, you are free. No more delays.
Thank you, Lord.
Say with me, O Lord. No more delays.
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 No more delays, Lord.
No more
delays. Hey, Jesus, no more delays.
No more delays. No more delays. No more delays. No more delays. In the precious name of Jesus.
Your sons and your daughters, they shall not be delayed anymore. We break out of every delays of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Amen.